We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Zaynoa, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Beis. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this halacha on Chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, which deals with the month of Elul, Tshuva, and the topic of Aliyah and Yerida, the ups and downs that a person experiences in trying to come close to Hashem. Paragraph Beis, Ve'ikar ha'hischaskus, the most effective thing that will give a person strength, she'yizke li'shoer kayim al ma'amodoy li'oylam, so that the person will remain strong and solid in their connection to Hashem, le'kayim im esak shamayim shamato v'atziya shalineka, and so that the person will fulfill this pasuk, which means no matter how high I go, I still remain loyal and connected to Hashem. And no matter how far down I fall, lechoiz atzmoi b'Hashem yisborach tomid, to always be holding on to Hashem, b'chol hanefilois v'yeridois sheboilam, through all the falls and retreats that a person experiences, Vafilu b'sho'el tachtiyas mamish, even if the person finds that they fall into the lowest places possible spiritually, lo yisya'i seshachmoy b'shum oifen sheboilam, the person will never give up. They'll never give up on themselves. They'll never give up hope regarding their success. Hu'al yedei tfila. The most powerful thing to help a person succeed in this is tefillah, prayer. Ki ikar ha-tshuva hi tefillah. Because the most important element in tshuva, in repentance, is tefillah, prayer. Ki al pi ha-toiro lo yhoyo la habal avero shum takona boilam. Because if we limit ourselves only to Torah, then a person who commits sins has no solution, has no hope. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis tell us, in the Torah we find the concept of ish b'cheto yumas, that a person dies for their sin. There's death, there's punishment. Avla Hashem yisporach chofetz chesedu. However, Hashem loves to show kindness. V'roitze b'tshuva, and Hashem wants our repentance. V'higdim tshuva lo'ilam, and therefore Hashem created the concept of tshuva even before He created the world. U'tshuva hilemala min haTorah, and tshuva is above the Torah. Sheshom b'b'chinas tshuva nishapech hakol l'toiva. In that very high spiritual place that's called tshuva, there everything can be converted into good. Bad can be converted to good. Uzedoinois nishapchen lezechuyos. The sins that a person committed intentionally even, bemezid, can be converted into merits to actually help the person. Zechuyot. We know according to Kabbalah, when we talk about the Torah, usually the Torah is referred to as the Vav of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Vav is called Zeranpin, the Vav is called Tiferes, and Tiferes is another word for Torah. We know that Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Yaakov Avinu is called Emes, Titein Emes Liyakov, and the Torah is called Emes. Torah Semes, Venosanonu Torah Semes. So the Torah is usually in Sifrei Kabbalah referred to as the Vav. Tshuva is the Hey that comes before the Vav. Tshuva is Bina. The Meforshim tell us the word Elul, the month of Tshuva, Elul is Bigimatria Bina. There's a pasuk that says, Ulevavoy Yovin Vishov. His heart will understand and he will repent. These are some of many, many proofs to show how tshuva is bina, which is the first hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Torah is the vav, which means tshuva is above Torah. Ve'ikar ha'tshuva hi tefila. And the most important component and ingredient of tshuva is tefila, prayer. Ki tefila gam kein lemalo min ha'toira. Because tefila is also above Torah. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos. As Rabbeinu Zal in many places in Likutei Moran shows us. Ki tefila hi dvorim ha'oimdim berumoy shel olam. Kama yisham Rabbeinu Zal. Because the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Brachos that tefila is one of the things that's in the highest, highest place in the world spiritually. Shehu b'chinas nistorois sheba Torah. Tefila corresponds to the secrets of Torah. Lemala min haTorah, which are above the standard portions of Torah. Kama shekosuv b'Torah choysam b'toy choysam, simen chav bey, zayin sham. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal tells us the ayin sham, look over there. There Rabbeinu Zal says, you have the mitzvahs in the Torah, where it says, kabei desavicha v'simecha. Or another mitzvah, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, the actual wording of the mitzvah. Then you have what surrounds the mitzvah, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'yamatem, which is repeated many times in the Torah. There are hundreds and hundreds of words like that. Rabbeinu Zal says, those words can't be just cosmetics, because in the Torah it's $1 trillion a word. So every word is important. Every word has to have something very meaningful. Rabbeinu Zal explains that's the hidden part of the Torah. That's the secrets of the Torah. On the surface, you read the words Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, you think, wow, it's a simple, any girl can understand that. Any boy in first grade understands that. You don't know that in those words, in the words that surround the mitzvah, the before and after, the words that seem to be not related, relevant to the mitzvah at all, really, those words are referred to as the nistorois, the hidden part of the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran that tefillah corresponds to the hidden portion of the Torah. That's one of the reasons why it's brought that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his son Rabbi Elazar, when they were learning secrets of Torah, they were potter from tefillah. They were not obligated to say Shmon Esrei. The reason being because secrets of Torah are the same as tefillah. Those two go together. V'alkein, and therefore, we know that the Gemara says, V'loi ha-medrash sho'ikar ela ha-maisa. Learning is not the main thing. It's action. It's what you do with the learning. And tefillah is referred to as maisa. When a person learns about a mitzvah, the next step is supposed to be to pray to Hashem. Hashem, help me understand what I learned. Help me remember what I learned. Help me fulfill what I learned. V'alkein, and therefore, mi sheroitze loshuv l'Hashem yisborach be'emes, a person who really wants to do a true tshuva, ikar ha'tshuva shlema hi alidei tefila. The way that a person can do a real tshuva is through tefila. Dahainu sheyispalel l'Hashem, sheyispalel tomid l'Hashem yisborach, that the person should constantly be praying to Hashem, sheyirachem olav me'ato, that Hashem should take pity on me, at least from now, from this point in time, v'yatzileu me'avoinos, and Hashem should save us from sins. Ki be'emes kol odom hu besakono gedoylo v'atzumo bozeh ho'ilam. Because the truth is, every single person is in tremendous danger in this world. U'bifrat habal tshuva, especially a person who is trying to do tshuva, trying to repent, shekvar nichshal b'ma shenichshal, which means this person has already committed sins. He's already stumbled. He's already messed up. Ve'eich yizke loshuv. How in the world can a person who's already fallen into sin, and sometimes deep into sin, how can such a person get out of there, get out of the mud, get out of the filth, and get all cleaned up, and start doing good things? Ki b'chol yoyim yitzroi shel odom izgaber olav. Kama yisham Rabbi Senusal. Because the Gemara tells us that every single day, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, starts new, fighting the person and battling the person, trying to get him to commit sins, trying to block him from doing mitzvahs. V'chol ma she'odom roitzel izgabra la baldovor, and the more that a person tries to defeat the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, whom is Gabra la b'yoser, the Yetzirah gets stronger, he turns up the heat. Ki kol ha'godol mechaveroi, Yitzroi godol mimenu, k'mo yishar b'yoser nizal, because the Gemara says, the higher a level a person on, the stronger his Yetzirah is. Hashem gives him a matching Yetzirah. So if the person gets stronger, his opposition gets stronger. U'kama yisharoyim b'chush, as we see in actual real life, ki hu kama yishnei b'nei odem shalachamim zem mizem. It could be compared to two people who are fighting against each other, shekisharoyo ho'echot shechaveram izgabralov, where when one of them sees that the other one is starting to win the fight, azai hu mizgaber b'yoser, then he really turns on all of his power and he'll fight as hard as he can to change things. And the Yetzirah is the same way. When he sees a person starting to become more religious, starting to do better, the Yetzirah says, oh,